पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। आचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्री गुरु महाराज की जय। ऑल टूरिस्ट टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबियंसेस। दिस इज यशोमती फ्रॉम शिकागो वंस अगेन welcoming all of you for the mid-morning japa session. I thank all of you for attending this session and giving your valuable association. Please forgive me for interrupting your ecstatic chanting. Let us move to our next part of the session, which is Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. May I know who all have joined this morning? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Yashomati Mataji.
హరే కృష్ణ ప్రీతి విలాసిని దేవిదాసి మాతాజీ, ప్లీజ్ అక్సెప్ట్ మై హంబల్ ఒబియన్సీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గౌరాంగ. థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్ మాతాజీ ఫర్ జాయినింగ్. హరే కృష్ణ.
Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisance. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, all glory to Sri Guru and Gauranga and all the symbol devotees. This is Shashidhar joining from Texas. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Shashidhar Prabhuji, Dandvat Pranam, all glory to Srila Prabhupada, all glory to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you very much Prabhuji for joining and giving your beautiful association and good chanting. Hare Krishna.
Hey everyone, I'm John with Jerry Judy.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Is anybody else who want to introduce themselves?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, our glories to Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharajas and all the assembled Vaishnavas. This is Kirti Sundari Dasi.
Hare Krishna, Kirti Das Sundari Devi Dasi Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you very much Mataji for joining. Hare Krishna. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Group, all dear devotees. Before we start the class, I would like to read today's quote by Srila Prabhupada. We should always remember that our body is not for sense gratification. It is for Krishna's service only. And to render very good sound service to Krishna, we should not neglect the upkeep of the body. Later to Rai Rama, February 9, 1969. So today we are so fortunate to have His Grace Govardhan Giridas Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khand chapter 16 verse number 174 onwards. Thank you very much Prabhuji. Dandvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Sri Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for joining, for giving your very valuable time and association to us in this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవానరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయమధీరయేద్ నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవద్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం భంగం లంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురు దీనతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యఈశ్వరం నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినిది నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య బ్రహ్మనిత్యానంద శ్రీయద్వైత గదాధర శివ సదిగోర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. సో we are discussing Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata and I've been asked to read from Adi Khanda chapter 16, which is the glories of Sri Haridas Thakur, and reading from text 174 onwards. Reading from text 174 onwards. Mahanaga vaisese gopara bhitare tarajwala pranimatre sahite napare. Translation: a huge snake lived within that cave, and no living entity could tolerate the burning atmosphere produced from its poison. Just to give a small background, this is the cave that Srila Haridas Thakur had entered, and he was spending his time inside that cave and chanting his 300,000 holy names a day. So now they are, now Vrindavan Das Thakur is speaking about this particular cave, what is the situation or condition within that cave, saying that a huge snake lived within that cave and no living entity could tolerate the burning atmosphere produced from its poison. Haridasa Thakurere Sambhashakarite Yateka Aise Keha Napar Rahite. As a result, anyone who visited Haridas in his cave could not stay more than a few moments. Parama Vishera Jwala Sabai Payena Haridasa Punaiha Kichuna Janena. They all felt intense burning from the poison, but Haridas was again completely oblivious. Vasiya Karena Yukti Sarva Vipragane Haridasa Ashrame Eketa Jwala Kene. The Brahmana sat down together and considered, what is that burning sensation in Haridasa's cave? Saifuliyaya vaise mahavaidya gana tara asi janileka sarpera karana. There were some expert physicians living in Fulia. When they came there, they could understand that the burning sensation was due to the presence of a snake. Vaidya balileka e gopara talaya ekamaha naga ache tahara jwalaya. A physician said, there is a big snake somewhere inside the cave. Rahitena pare keha kahilun nischaya haridasa satvere kaluna anyashraya. No one can remain here due to the effects of its poison. This is our assurance. Therefore, Haridas should immediately go somewhere else. Commentary: those who came to see Thakur Haridas in his bhajan kutir felt great distress due to the burning poison of the snake. They could not understand where the burning heat was coming from. Later on, they brought snake bite doctors and found out that a snake lived within a hole in Haridas Thakur's kutir. Due to excessive heat from the burning poison, no one could stay there for any length of time. But Haridas Thakur, who was solely attached to chanting the holy names and who never wasted a moment, did not feel any inconvenience at all. Considering that it is never proper to live with a cruel, deceitful, fierce, poisonous snake, the visitors requested Haridas to shift to another place. Om Tat Sat. Magyanati Manandasya Dhinanjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmat Shri Guru Namaha. So this is a section where it speaks about how Srila Haridas Thakur was spending his time inside this cave in Fulia Gram. This cave is inhabited by a poisonous snake, and due to the effect of which nobody could stay for more than a few moments within this cave. Now, living with a poisonous snake, that is the obvious subject matter here in these slokas that we are reading, and how Haridas Thakur alone does not feel the effect of the snake, whereas all the other visitors are feeling the effects of this snake. So that is a, what can we say, a bit of a mystic experience, as we may say. On one hand, we can say that Haridas Thakur is Lord Brahma himself. So he is a transcendental personality, and therefore he can do these things. Very well possible. Very well possible that Srila Haridas Thakur can live with a snake. Now, this is all happening just a few hundred years ago before us. And we know that there lived a person named Haridas Thakur who was completely absorbed in the chanting of the holy names of Haridas Thakur is known for his unflinching determination in terms of chanting the holy names of Krishna. 300,000 holy names he would chant every day. So that is also why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu named Haridas Thakur as Nama Acharya, because he is the Acharya of the holy name, and there is no better or higher example for us to take inspiration from other than Srila Haridas Thakur. Now here, Haridas Thakur is living in a cave. Living in a cave itself is not a very comfortable situation as far as we are concerned. But for somebody who is absorbed in the, completely in the holy names of Krishna, living in a cave is very suitable. Living in a cave is very suitable. Why? Because there is no disturbance. Now, the question comes, but here, all the other people who used to come to visit Srila Haridas Thakur, they could not stay there because they were getting some poisonous effect due to the presence of a great snake who also lived in the same cave as Haridas Thakur. One thing is very obvious. No visitor to the cave would have been of the caliber of Srila Haridas Thakur. No visitor to the cave would have been of the same caliber as Srila Haridas Thakur. So the effect of the snake's poison would be definitely much more on the visitor. And take Haridas Thakur, he is totally unaffected. Because other people are coming, visiting, they are finding some disturbance is there. Then all those Vishavaidyas are coming, you know. In our olden days, there used to be this traditional snake poison specialist, you know, who would know how to treat a snake bite. And they would know, these Ayurvedic physicians who would know everything about snakes, how they bite, what is the effect of their poison, etc., etc. To the extent that there were Ayurvedic physicians in the olden days where they can bring the same snake that bit you, and they can bring that same snake, and that snake with another bite will suck back its poison. Those are all things that we have heard, you know, in our younger days, that there were Vishavaidyas who could do that. That means there used to be people who were experts in this poison science also. Such people were there. So that also is not an exaggeration of any kind, you must understand. So they have come and certified that, having been to the cave, they said that definitely there is a very poisonous snake sitting. Now, you can draw a comparison of this poison not affecting Haridas Thakur. And in a previous yuga, there was another devotee. who was so fixed on the Supreme Lord that he said that, "My Lord, Lord Narayana will protect me under all circumstances." And he was also a very young child, and his father ordered that he be fed poison. You know, poison that is life-threatening poison was given to Prahlad Maharaj. And simply by chanting the Lord's name, he accepted that poison, and we saw that the poison had no effect on him. Poison had no effect on him. Again, we see this, you know, this is all something that is very alaukika, or very transcendental, or, you know, something that we may not be able to relate. And I am sure none of us are going to try, you know, chant Hare Krishna and then drink some poison and see if the poison takes effect or not. That's not something that we should do, that we would do. So, Prahlad Maharaj was saved. This we read and understand from Srimad Bhagavatam, that the poison did not take effect. And the Lord showed that, you know, when he wants to protect a devotee, he will protect him. And when the Lord wants to finish off a demon, he will do it, however powerful the demon may be. But the more inspiring subject matter for us is the Lord's protection of the devotee who is surrendering to him with full faith. Here we see Srila Haridas Thakur again. Somebody, when he becomes absorbed in chanting of the holy, how external factors stop affecting them completely. The biggest example for that principle is Srila Haridas Thakur. Now, again, Srila Haridas Thakur also, his personality and his ability to do this while coexisting with a snake inside the cave, again may seem very exaggerated for us. Because we cannot even imagine such a condition. Right? We would like to be very peacefully sitting in our favorite cushioned chair and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra on our beads very nicely, very slowly, where we can hear with only a mild hum of the AC or the fan, as the case may be. Or if you are in the winter, as it is now probably in the United States, probably with the hum of your heater or whatever it is. That is, in our very comfortable situation, we would like to chant the holy name with a lot of concentration and bhav, and, you know, relishing each mantra like that. At least this is what our sankalpa about this chanting of the holy name is all about. You know? However, it is not always the case in the material world. In fact, to be more precise, that is never the case in the material world. You know, our desire to be chanting the holy name early in the morning while, you know, the early morning birds are chirping and there is a stream flowing behind you, you know. You can see pure water, pebbles under the water. And in that very beautiful situation, scenery behind you, in front of you, you know, blue sky like that. And then we want to chant the holy name, remembering Krishna, you know, and his wonderful leelas, and then chant the holy name. These are all things that you would all like to have, situations. But more often than not, our situation is something like Arjuna faced in Kurukshetra. Meaning, we are all living a material life in which we are surrounded in a warlike situation, so many things going around us. and all those things impacting us on various levels. And with all those things impacting our psyche, our mind, our environment to various levels, within that, we are trying to chant the holy name of the Lord. And therefore, what happens is that our chanting of the holy name is, in terms of quality, is far, far away from the way Srila Haridas Thakur was chanting the holy name of Krishna. And as we see in this particular case inside the cave, Haridas Thakur, he is sitting with the snake. Snake is not disturbing him. He is not disturbing the snake. He is happily chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. Now picture our situation, you know. Picture our situation. Leave alone a snake. Even if a cockroach is running around, you know, where we are chanting, our chanting will be very much disturbed. Our chanting will be very much disturbed. Because the sight of a cockroach also will disturb us. Meaning, we always look for things that will disturb us in our chanting of the holy name. Things that would distract us. And because we are always looking for some distraction, subconsciously, always there will be some distraction when we are chanting the holy name, and we always are very distracted. And being in that kind of a situation, when we are studying Chaitanya Bhagavat, and when Vrindavan Das Thakur says that there was, you know, the experts have told that there is a very big snake, very poisonous snake, very dangerous snake, you know, sitting inside a hole inside the cave where Haridas Thakur is. And he is not at all bothered. So, from this we should get inspiration as to how in the practice of chanting of the holy names of Krishna, nothing should be a disturbance to us. Nothing should be a disturbance to us. Why? Because actually the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is our most important business. And in that most important business, we cannot afford to be distracted. Just like anybody who is working in a business or anybody who is running a business, we know that we cannot afford distractions. Why? Because if there are distractions, we will make loss. And if you are a businessman, if you are working for a business, either of these two things are true for most of the working grihasthas. We cannot afford it. If I am a business owner, I cannot afford to make continuously losses because it is not sustainable. And if I am working for a business also, if my actions due to distraction is causing a loss to the business, they cannot sustain me. So we will avoid all kinds of distractions. Why? Because our existence depends on it. Our sustenance depends on it. Right? Similarly, much more importantly, distractions to the process of chanting of the holy name is a very, very serious threat to our spiritual life. Why? Because in that loss, you know, that loss is much more serious, much bigger when compared to a loss of a business or a loss of a job. You know, you lose one, you get another one. You make loss in one, you can start another one. But you lose this janma, then there is no guarantee. Therefore, it is very important for us to take a lesson from Srila Haridas Thakur that nothing should disturb our chanting. Even if we have to cohabit with a snake. And here Haridas Thakur is staying in a cave with a poisonous snake. In our present material situation also, we find that we are surrounded by poisonous snakes only, no? All Avaishnavas, all atheists, materialists, all those kinds of people, they are all like poisonous snakes, waiting to spew venom on the devotee. Why? Because they are naturally envious of the devotee. Therefore, we are also surrounded by such kind of poisonous snakes who are in the form of our neighbors, form of our friends, co-workers, whatever we may think of. So all these things we are also surrounded by. But we should make sure that none of those surroundings are distracting us in our chanting of the holy name. Now reading on, text 181. Sarpera sahitavasa kabhu yuktanaya chala sabe kahi giya tahana ashraya. It is not wise to live with a snake. Let us go to his cave and inform. Tabe sabe asi haridasa thakurere kahila vrittantase gopa chadibare. Then they all went to see Haridas to explain the situation and request him to move. Mahanaga vaise e gopara bitare tahara jwalaya keha rahite na pare. There is a big snake living in this cave and no one can remain here due to the effect of its poison. Ata eva e sthane rahite yogyanaya anyasthane asi tumi karaha ashraya. Therefore, it is not wise to live here. Please find another place to stay. Haridasa balena aneka dinayachi onajwala visha e gofaya nahi vasi. Haridas replied, I have been staying in this cave for many days, but I haven't felt any burning sensation. So here Haridas Thakur actually confirms that I am not feeling the effect. I am not feeling the effect of any poison. Why? Because Haridas Thakur is actually completely immersed in the nectar of the holy name of the Supreme Lord. It is such nectar that even the greatest poison that is available in the prapancha will not be effective against that amrutam. And Haridas Thakur is continuously bathing in that nectar shower of the holy names of Krishna. So what poison can affect? And because he was standing with so much of feeling bhava in the completely purified state, Srila Haridas Thakur is chanting. Therefore, it is quite natural. It is not at all wonderful. You know, it is not some exaggerated, you know, made to look like wonder kind of thing. Not at all. Because he was so totally immersed. Nothing but the holy name. Nothing but the holy name is the situation of Srila Haridas Thakur. Therefore, no external environment can have any effect. That is why he is telling them, he is saying very naturally, it is coming from him very naturally that I have been staying here, I don't feel any difficulty. I don't feel any difficulty. Which reminds me of Srila Prabhupada's one favorite question. Used to be, what is the difficulty? Later on, now there is a book also, small booklet called What is the Difficulty? Where Srila Prabhupada would say something and then when the disciples are looking, you know, very wonderstruck, then Srila Prabhupada would say, what is the difficulty? Because all the difficulties that we face, all difficulties that we face are actually created by us only. That is what Srila Prabhupada was bringing out or rather highlighting by always putting up this question, what is the difficulty? Meaning there is no difficulty. Difficulty is actually coming because of our mind. Because our mind is convincing us, saying that this is difficult, you can't do it. That is difficult, you can't do it. Every time we want to do something positive in spiritual life, the mind, which is our best friend, will always discourage us and will tell us that this is very difficult. And will also convince us that whatever little we are doing, these are all very difficult things, that itself we are doing. So, now no need to do more difficult things. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada would always remind us, what is the difficulty? And that is the same thing Srila Haridas Thakur is now telling all the people who are, you know, very concerned. All those people are very concerned. They are saying, you know, it is not at all wise. It is not smart. Don't be in this cave, because other people, we are not even able to stay for a few moments. And you are sitting in this cave the full day. And, you know, that is not good for you. So out of some concern, some feeling, they are his well wishes. So they are requesting him that, please, you move out of this cave, because it is not very advisable. Sabe dukha tomaraye na pare sahite ete ke chali mukali ami ese bhitte satya yadi ihate ta ke na mahashay ten ho yadi kali na chade na e alay tabe ami kali chadi yaimu sarvatha chinta nahi tomara bala krishna gatha. But since you all are suffering and unable to tolerate the burning of the poison, I will leave tomorrow for another place. If there is a snake in this cave and it doesn't leave by tomorrow, then I will leave and go to some other place. Don't worry, let us all chant Krishna's names. Now, see Haridas Thakur's greatness. Srila Haridas Thakur is telling them that, since all of you who come to visit me, you want to see me, you are coming and you are feeling difficulty. Because you are feeling difficulty, I will leave to another place. Not because I feel any difficulty. I don't feel any difficulty. But because all of you are my well-wishers and you are feeling difficulty, I will leave. You know, we always say that Vaishnava is para dukha dukhi. Vaishnava will always feel other people's difficulty. He can very easily relate. He can very easily relate to other people's difficulty. And therefore he is telling that, although I am not feeling any difficulty, I will leave because all of you are feeling some difficulty. And he says, wait until tomorrow, because if there is, the snake is still there tomorrow, if it doesn't leave the cave, then I will leave. And in the commentary, it says, in reply, Haridas said, I have no inconvenience due to the burning poison of the snake. But since all of you are concerned about me, I leave this place for your benefit and satisfaction. Either I or the snake will leave this cave tomorrow. All of you should give up unnecessary talking that is not related to Krishna and constantly sing the glories of Krishna. So, Sri Haridas Thakur is also giving a very subtle messaging here, that let us now all chant together the holy names of Krishna. Because if we do Sankirtan, if everybody gets together and glorify Krishna by chanting his holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When all devotees get together and loudly chant and sing the holy names of Krishna, all the effects of the material poison that is around us will be nullified. In fact, the only way to nullify all the materialistically poisoned things around us, the only solution, the only way to remove the effects of that poison is this congregational chanting of the holy name of Krishna. So Srila Haridas Thakur is also establishing that principle by saying that now let us all chant Chintanahi Tomara Balaha Krishna Katha. So let us all chant Krishna's names, Krishna's glories, Krishna Gatha, meaning the glories of Krishna. Regarding the second half of verse 188, one should discuss Maharaja Parikshit's statement to the innumerable Rajarshis, Maharshis, Devarshis and Brahmarshis in the Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein he says, Tammopayatam pratiyantu vipra Gangaja Devi dhritachittamishe Vichoprashta kuhastakshakova Dasatvalam gayata Vishnugatha. O Brahmanas, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul and let Mother Ganges, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way. For I have already taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird or whatever magical thing the Brahmana created bite me at once. I only desire that you will all continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu. So, this is again another snake. Another snake threatening another person, Takshaka, threatening Parikshit Maharaj. And here also snake. In Prahlad Maharaj also there is snake. With Haridas Thakur also there is snake. Snake represents, you know, poison. Snake represents cruelty. Snake represents, you know, that someone who should not be believed. You know, snake, even if you feed a snake, it is said that the snake will not think twice before biting. So snake means somebody who cannot be trusted, somebody who is very venomous, cruel, poisonous, etc., etc., etc. So, in the commentary, it is said here that in this, when we are discussing that Tabe ami kali chadi aimu sarvatha chinta nahi tomara balaha Krishna gatha. So, Haridas Thakur is saying that let us all do Krishna kirtan. Let us sing the glories of Krishna. Let us get together and sing the names of Krishna. And we will see tomorrow whether the snake is leaving or I will have to leave. Like this. So, in connection with this, Parikshit Maharaj's words also become very, very important, very relevant. Why? Because he is also saying that because I have already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart, let the snake bird bite me at once. So, again, how the devotee becomes totally, how the devotee totally overcomes fear of death. How the devotee becomes free from this, the greatest fear in his life, which is death. How does he do that? Here Parikshit Maharaj is giving the example, because I have taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. I have taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let Takshaka come and bite me at once. Doesn't matter. This is real victory. Parikshit Maharaj has already won over. Now Takshaka becomes completely irrelevant. As we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we study Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand. In 7 days, he has become completely absorbed in Krishna. So for him, now there is no question of death at all. Why? Because death is for that person who is still in the bodily conception of life. For him, death, the most fearful. Once somebody who has conquered that and overcome that, you know, that aham mameti, once a devotee overcomes that situation and is firmly situated, surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord, then he has no fear. In fact, he feels joy. So similarly here, Haridas Thakur is also telling them, let us simply sing the glories of Krishna. Let us all get together and chant Hare Krishna. We will see whether I will leave or the snake will leave. So, as I said, snake represents the poison. And Haridas Thakur living with snake in the cave, we are also living with poison in our life. Poison in the form of, as I said, there is poison outside us. One thing I did not say was the poison that is inside us also. We are fighting poison from all external poison, internal poison also. Because our own materialistic thoughts are spewing poison on our own spiritual life. Is it not? Our poison problem is multi-pronged, we can say. Not only that other people are feeding us poison, we are also feeding ourselves poison in the form of various materialistic attachments that we have still got. And all these things are acting in a way that is disturbing our only most important, most relevant, most urgent business, which is chanting Hare Krishna. And we are becoming highly affected by it negatively. And we are not able to spend the few minutes. Just like these people who are visiting the cave of Haridas Thakur, they were not able to spend more than a few minutes inside the cave. Similarly, we are also not able to chant without disturbance more than a few minutes. Something or the other keeps disturbing. Just like how they were affected by poison and they were getting disturbed. We get affected by our poison, by other people's poison, we also get disturbed. So what is the medicine for this? How to overcome this situation? So Srila Haridas Thakur is telling all of them, now let us not waste time. Let us not talk all these unwanted things. You know, because they have all come, they are very concerned about Srila Haridas Thakur saying that, no, you don't stay. You know, because it's not good for you. There is snake. We are all very worried about you. Like this, so Haridas Thakur says, don't worry about all these things. You don't worry about me. You don't worry about me. Let us all get together and chant Hare Krishna. Indirectly, he is saying, worry about all of yourselves. And in order to overcome that worry, let us all chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra together. So, this getting together and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is very, very powerful. That also, Sri Haridas Thakur is indicating in this shloka by telling them that let us not unnecessarily waste time. Let us all get together and chant the holy names of Krishna together. So this, both the things Sri Haridas Thakur is bringing out through this particular incident. One is that how one must be fixed in one's sadhana of chanting the holy names of Krishna, without letting any poison affect us. And then second, in order to effectively fight this poison, we should also get together and chant the holy names of Krishna together in Sankirtan. Why? Because that will nullify the poison to a much greater extent. So both ways, individually chanting, trying to fix, trying to be undisturbed, will help us fight the poison. And when we get together, the fight will become even stronger. Our position will become stronger. So, Ramachari Srila Haridas Thakur, through this Leela, he is bringing out the various factors that we should keep in mind when we are chanting the holy names of Krishna. And all the associates, see how they are all getting benefited. How everyone is getting benefited. Like when Srila Prabhupada used to inspire his disciples by saying that there is no difficulty. By saying, by always questioning his disciples, what is the difficulty? Srila Prabhupada is always insisting or bringing out the point that there is no difficulty. So, Srila Haridas Thakur inspiring us, sitting alone and chanting. And then later on, in the Sankirtan movement, Srila Prabhupada comes and again gives inspiration. How Srila Prabhupada is unaffected. We also see in Prabhupada's life history, when we go through Srila Prabhupada's life history, Prabhupada was always very fixed in his chanting. From the beginning, if we notice, from the time he left household life and started his mendicant life, we will see that there were always challenges. There were always challenges. There were always so many disturbances around him, Srila Prabhupada, but none of them affected him. And he was very much determined to go to the Western world and spread the Hare Krishna movement. And even for that, he had to undergo a lot of trials and tribulations, lot of difficulty he had to undergo. But then again, we will find that Srila Prabhupada was not disturbed. He was not disturbed. So because he was able to perform his devotional service without disturbance, Krishna made everything possible in such a way that he could go and land in the United States of America. And then also we find Srila Prabhupada struggling alone, or seemingly struggling, because Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, very famously Srila Prabhupada said that, I never felt alone. I always felt that my spiritual master was with me. But just like Srila Haridas Thakur, undisturbedly he was standing in that cave, we find that Srila Prabhupada also going to Tompkins Square Park, sitting under that tree, and totally undisturbed by what is happening around him, he was chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra with a single kartal. So, this is how one remains undisturbed by whatever is happening around. So, Srila Prabhupada taught us practically that how we remain undisturbed and simply we do our devotional service in that sincere manner with a pure heart, then automatically all those youngsters joined Srila Prabhupada and all of them became great topmost Vaishnavas, all simply by the association of that pure devotee named Srila Prabhupada, who taught them that purely chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, simply by that process, one can attain the highest level. So, whatever Srila Haridas Thakur has expressed through this particular incident, same thing we can also see that Srila Prabhupada has also given that same kind of facility, that and also shown by his own example that whatever is going on around us, because the material circumstances are never the same, they always keep changing, because the word Jagat itself means that which keeps changing. So in this material world, situations change, you know, by the minute, by the hour, by the day, by the week, by the month. It keeps changing. And most of it is going to be unfavorable to spiritual activities. Most of it is going to be unfavorable to devotional service. Most of it is going to be unfavorable to chanting of the holy name. Because this is Kali Yuga, what more can you expect? Therefore, we must learn to tolerate these things and not become disturbed by these things. So then what will happen? If we remain undisturbed, our chanting will improve. Our spiritual life will improve. We will be able to make progress in our spiritual life by following in the footsteps, by taking inspiration from Srila Haridas Thakur. by taking inspiration from all the acharyas, by taking inspiration from Srila Prabhupada and the Prabhupada Anugas, you know, those who are following Srila Prabhupada in the most sincere manner. Simply by all those examples, we are able to see how the devotee remains focused. And because of his focus, he is able to make all other disturbances out of focus. Our main problem is that we are not able to focus on our devotional service because we are focusing on so many other things. Bahu shakhahi anantascha buddhir avyavasayinam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, because our intelligence, because our concentration is going here, there and everywhere, and therefore avyavasaya buddhi, that means that buddhi, it is not able to focus. So we have to bring that focus, that my focus is my devotional service, my spiritual life. Then all the other disturbances, we will see that they are all becoming out of focus. So simply to be able to focus, Srila Prabhupada taught us. We can read in Leelamrita how Prabhupada was staying in that room. His first assistant tried to physically harm him. Then he used to have to walk out of his room, back into his room. You know, there were so many people lying on the floor. You know, all of them are intoxicated. Just imagine. And how calm, how peacefully Srila Prabhupada spent his time doing what he was focused on doing. As long as we remain focused on what we have to do, automatically the disturbances will become out of focus. But as long as we keep focusing on all those disturbing elements, our most important thing on which our focus should be. So therefore, this is a great lesson from Srila Haridas Thakur. We understand that even if there is a poisonous snake sitting right next, as long as we don't disturb the snake, snake will not disturb us. As long as we are very sincerely chanting the holy name, no snake bite can affect us. That is what Parikshit Maharaj is saying. Now that I have taken the Lord into my heart, let Takshaka come now. Let him bite now. Let him do whatever he wants. We are afraid of snake. Why? Because snake means poison. Poison means death. Ultimately, death is the fear factor for us. Snake signifies death. Snake indicates death. So we are afraid of snake. Actual fear is about death. All fear, all material fear, will ultimately boil down to the fear of death. If you analyze it, you know, keep on funneling down, 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 you will find the fear of death is the cause of all fear. You know? Overcoming that is the most important critical thing for us. And how do we do that? Simply by focusing on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. As long as we are focused on that, let whatever may come, it may come. A very famous incident where Srila Prabhupada, there was this, during Srila Prabhupada's time, this America and Russia, some big thing was happening, some missile crisis, I think Cuban missile crisis or something. So it was being talked about that, you know, Russia will launch a missile on the US anytime, or somebody will, you know, launch a nuclear bomb. And so one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, you know, what would we do if, you know, if the nuclear bomb falls? Srila Prabhupada said, what can we do? We will simply chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada's answer was always very, very simple, straightforward. Our answer for all the material problems, all the material evils, all the material poisons is our chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. As long as we are focused on that, nothing can affect us, nothing will affect us, and we can simply be peaceful if we remain focused on our chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So that is what Srila Prabhupada has taught us. That is what we understand from the life and leelas of Srila Haridas Thakur, as is mentioned in this particular incident. So I'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. So if there are any questions, comments.
Yashomati Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Guru and Gauranga. Prabhuji, is very, very nice session today I heard, and I got my point, but still I have a question that you say that you have to focus on your chanting, but especially I am talking about myself. Sometimes I got a pain and my health is not good sometimes, and I got lots of pain in my body. So my focus is going, instead of chanting, it goes in the pain. So at that time, what I supposed to do, Prabhuji? Please tell me. I try to do more and more chanting. But sometimes it's really my focus going on my pain. And whatever you talk about death, I don't have like a fear like death, but I just fear that if I die, it's okay. But at that time, I cannot take my Krishna's name, and if I forget Krishna, then what happens? So, this is my question.
Actually, two things. One thing, Mataji, if I knew the answer, I would be somebody else. So, but I always think, I look at His Holiness Jayapataka Swami as a great inspiration that,
Yes, Prabhu.
We see somebody who is, facing so many physical challenges and still very, very enthusiastically engaged in his devotional service. So I look at him as, after Prabhupada, I see, in my lifetime, yeah. I see him as the greatest inspiration because, many people will always say that it's like a superhuman effort and everything. But I think on Maharaj's level, he finds it very natural, normal, because he is very surrendered to his guru and he is very surrendered to the process of devotional service. So all those things that we may feel it is affecting, but it is not affecting them. Similar also, there is one incident of Srila Prabhupada when Prabhupada was in his later days, he was very sick. There was some boil on Srila Prabhupada's leg or something. And one disciple was very much concerned. He asked Prabhupada, So Prabhupada said, it is on my body. I am not bothered about it. Why are you so bothered about it? So that is the level that we aspire to get to. So we can take all these inspirations and see how best we can remember Krishna even through our pains and tribulations. The other thing is that it is said in the Shastra that even if we do all what we have to do very sincerely, and at that crunch time, even if we are not able to remember Krishna, Krishna tells that, don't worry, I will remember you. So we can always be. See, the devotee is always dependent on the mercy of the Lord and the Vaishnavas. So, these two things will definitely take us through. We need not be very confident about our ability, but at least if we are very, very much sincere in what we do, and then very much depending on Krishna's mercy and the Vaishnavas' mercy, we will somehow pass through. That is
thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. But, sometimes I cannot focus. So I want to do attentively the chanting. But sometimes, whatever I told you, I cannot focus. My focus is going away. And then I just bring it. But still, it goes away.
And try and back. Take a break and then come back to it again. Something like that.
Yeah.
There is no, one hole fits all plug kind of answer for this. We must find our own way to, bring our focus and. For each one, there will be a different method to do it. But all the Srila Prabhupada has always told us that, simply we chant and we hear our own chanting. That would make us most focused. So we can go by all the established formulas. Eventually, they will all help.
Thank you, Prabhuji, so much. Devotees, do you have any questions for Prabhuji or realization or something? Can go ahead.
I can see Sugagar Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Govardhan Gildhari, so nice to see you because you are such a good God brother of mine. I really love you so much. It's such a wonderful day.
Thank you for your love.
I'm listening. Tomorrow I'm going to Mayapur for one devotee is my Antaranga Tulsi's marriage. So Murayappu, so many devotees are coming. So today, when I saw your name, Govardhan Gilba, I cannot leave it. So I just had happened. So Prabhu, I just want to know. See, now, every day morning, I start chanting from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Sometimes maybe 5 to 7 or maybe 4 to 6. And I have regular classes that I give in Bangalore at 7:30 and 10:30 in Delhi in Hindi. And then Malayalam convert sometimes. So I said that I have prepared a note previous day when I'm chanting. I'll be going through that and giving. But sometimes I feel guilty when I'm chanting. I should not. But I'm hearing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, what do you say? It's right or wrong? I just go through the points. I feel bad, but that gives me the time to revise what I'm going to talk.
Well, I think we all have our vices while chanting. So, what can I say? You are so much senior to me. You should be telling me.
No, I know I'm not supposed to do, but I'm not stopping chanting. I'm listening. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. I'm listening, but I'm going through, my eyes are there. But is it wrong?
I don't want to say something conclusively because.
No, but we can tell, Prabhu. I know. But still,
no, but I mean, what I have heard is like, you know, at least I try to remember one thing that Indra Prabhu used to say, that, you know, chant every mantra like it is the last mantra you are going to chant. That is the only way you are going to be serious. You know, that's last mantra of your life, he says. You know, every mantra you chant, like it is the last mantra of your life. Then only your chanting becomes serious. But Indra Prabhu is very, very well known for his extreme instructions. So. Something I sometimes remember, many times I try not to remember because it brings a sort of a sense of finality to what we do, you know, and we want to be reassured that it is not there yet. So, mixed feelings about that instruction, but always all great devotees say that, you know, when we chant, we should not do anything else because, you know, that way we are.
But by going through that, I'm remembering, suppose I'm giving a Chaitanya Charitamrita class or Bhagavatam, I'm remembering Krishna only, you know, I'm only, but it is not totally chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. So I justify myself. I'm only remembering Krishna, I'm thinking of the, but I heard from you, I know I'm wrong, but I'm doing, but if I miss that, then I don't have proper time for revising the class.
Well, we need to make the time that we have to. I mean, that's what I think. I don't know.
We should chant.
I'm not a great chanter either, so I don't want to. You know, I get disturbed by so many things. I mean, I think everybody gets all those things. You know. Something or the other, if you don't want to bring any thought into your mind, something gets into your mind and then disturbs. After chanting, then the mind goes blank, you know.
I'll stop seeing, because when I'm hearing from my God brother and you are my well-wisher, you love me so much, I also love you so much. So I will not see that from tomorrow.
Please.
Make it a point. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dhanu Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. I'll pray for all of you in Mayapur. So there's a GBC meeting on all Maharaj that can meet. So I'll pray especially for my Govardhan Giri Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you,
Valare Nanni, Valare Sandosha. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much. It was such a nice class. Connecting to Prahlad Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj. And also talking about practically how it applies to us in our life. The poison inside our mouth. Very, very interesting to hear. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very, very grateful for your association. Thank you for coming on the call and making our afternoon very beautiful. Hare Krishna. Very grateful.
Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat pranam. So glorious to Shrata. Thank you, Prabhu, for very nice class, Prabhu. I don't have any question, Prabhu, but Prabhu, if you don't mind, can you please tell me which verse you stopped at? Because I don't have a book in front of me.
the Bhagavatam verse, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu, that Chaitanya Bhagavat, which verse you stopped at?
I stopped at 188, Mataji.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
So you have to start from 189.
Thank you.
189?
Yeah, 189.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your wonderful
Okay. Yashomati Mataji, you want to take over?
Yes, Mataji, sorry.
Okay.
So, thank you very much, Prabhuji. So wonderful class today and so much lessons I got to after all questions by Sukhakar Krishnadas Prabhuji and whatever you told me. So, now all glories to you and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Very, very nice class, Prabhuji, today. And we are very grateful to you. We
look Hare Krishna, Yashwati Mataji, 1 second, Mataji. Hare Krishna, yes. Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Such a beautiful class. So many nice points. I feel, you know, whatever you are saying, our neighbors, relatives are like poisonous snakes which disturb us when we are in our sadhana. That is so, I mean, I was able to relate to it. Recently, I went to India and it was so hard for me to manage and do my chanting and my sadhana. It was very, very hard. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Is there any way to escape from all of that?
No. That's all prarabdha that we have carried. What to do?
Thank you for such a beautiful, beautiful class. Even though anything is there. And I like that example of how Haridas Thakur was sitting in the cave and he was chanting. But people who are coming and meeting him was not able to even stay there for 1 minute also. But Haridas Thakur is sitting there and chanting. So our position is also like you compared, right, with our chanting. We cannot chant more than 1 minute properly. That is so true. I mean, for me personally, I feel my chanting is like that. I can focus more than one time of Hare Krishna. And after that, where my mind goes, Krishna knows. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. We have to meditate on this before we start chanting Hare Krishna.
But Vinita Mata, your chanting is really what I heard. You chant so nicely, so crystal. Your fantastic chanting you're doing. I hear it every day whenever you chant.
Prabhuji.
It's so clear.
Thank you, Sukhakar Prabhu, for
agreeing. Right, Prabhuji, I agree with you. She chants very nicely. Even though I cannot do. So, Prabhuji, if nobody have any question, then we look forward to your association again in future. And if your permission, we can end our class, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. Very good.
అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవృందకి జయ ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య భాగవత్ కీ జయ నమాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కీ జయ శ్రీ గోవర్ధన్ గిరిదాస్ ప్రభుజీ కీ జయ హరి
గోవర్ధన్ जय जय श्री राधेश्याम
जय जय श्री राधेश्याम
सबको मिले वृंदावन धाम राधे राधे
हरे कृष्ण
प्लीज प्रे फॉर अस प्रभुजी स्पेशल कृष्णदास प्रभुजी व्हेन यू गो टू मायापुर
आई विल प्रे फॉर ऑल ऑफ यू माय सिस्टर्स
यस प्लीज
थैंक यू
प्रभुजी सो मच थैंक यू फैमिली आई एम फ्रॉम भक्ति सिंह फैमिली आई एम गोइंग आई एम रिप्रेजेंटिंग ऑल ऑफ यू थैंक यू
थैंक यू प्रभुजी हरे कृष्ण
राधे राधे माता